This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Uber driver data finds that there was little evidence that drivers were driving less when they could make more per hour than usual. But that was not true for a large portion of new drivers. Many of these drivers appeared to have an income goal in mind and stopped when they were near it, causing them to knock off sooner when their hourly wage was high and to work longer when their wages were low. Initial analysis and poll research into bellwether voting in German Chancellor Angela Merkel's home state indicated that the far-right party had benefited heavily from people who had not voted in previous elections and drawing votes from Merkel's conservatives. The research also showed that 75% of voters for the far-right said that they wanted to deliver a protest message to the mainstream political parties. In Britain and the U.S., roughly one in three people older than 65 live alone. And in the U.S., half of those older than 85 live alone. Studies in both countries show the prevalence of loneliness among people older than 60, ranging from 10% to 46%. Contractors who are serving as drone pilots are based in the regions where the drones are flown, and they are legally prohibited from being trigger pullers and firing weapons, Air Force officials say. But there is no limit on the type of reconnaissance they can perform, and they are providing live video feeds of battles and special operations. Labor Day marked 63 days before the election and counting, and Hillary Clinton unveiled a new plane with reporters flying on board, and Trump both were on the same tarmac in Ohio, and Trump invited reporters on for a look-see as well. Social media has picked up on the meme, tacos on every corner, after a spokesperson for Latinos for Trump threatened that without more immigration controls, that was the future. Many on social media have embraced that future. Voice of the People, Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkins. Bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.